Nothing in life will ever be bigger or smaller than your thoughts about it. You are your perception of the world as it unfolds before you. Your mind will either be your single greatest ally or the very reason that you fail. This is a battle between you and yourself. And I want to make something clear. No one, nothing will ever dictate your success except you. Those who judge or criticize, they're not a reason to change your approach or backpedal. They are a benchmark. They are a sign to carry on. See, you'll never achieve until you can depersonalize criticism. Until you understand that negativity, that the opinions of others are not a reflection of you or your work. They are simply part of a beautiful process. Look, in life, there are certain undeniable truths. I can promise you that tomorrow the sun will rise. I can promise you that 2 and 2 will give you 4. And I can promise you that anything worthwhile in life will have its doubters, its haters, and its cynics. You will have people who want to pull you down before you begin the climb. But they are not the problem nor the tragedy. Their existence is guaranteed. Oh, they'll be there. The tragedy is letting them misdirect your journey, giving them control of a battle that is not theirs to take. You aren't doing this for the ones trying to tear you down or the ones helping to lift you up. You're doing it because it's right for you, because deep down in your soul, you know there's no other reason. There's no other option. You know what your values are, where your heart is. When they say no, smile. When they talk, carry on. If you have not made the world around you uneasy or uncomfortable, if you've generated no reaction, you have not moved. So don't run from the dissenting voices. Let them be. Their words highlight their own shortcomings, not yours. Sure, it will be difficult. Yes, it's an adjustment, but at some point you'll see that the climb was dependent on it, that attempting to satisfy the world around you only leaves you empty, because at the end of the day, you can hide from criticism or anticipate it and keep moving right towards your dreams. Build your castle. There is no need to keep the doubters or the naysayers out. They are no threat to your empire. We have a desire to define that which is often undefinable. When it comes to life, highly coveted outcomes, assessing the things that we want, we use probability to solidify things that are entirely fluid. For example, you often hear about the odds of becoming a professional football player, the odds of becoming a CEO, going to Harvard, making 6 or 7 figures, numbers that often paint a picture of why you can't. Like when you hear only one in however many millions of people accomplish something, the intent is to show you that you're more likely to fall into the millions bucket than the one bucket. To show just how rare or difficult or out of the ordinary achieving that thing would be. Almost like they're being compared to a lottery, a random number generator, luck. A pursuit in which you have zero control. Think of a huge glass jar, right? One red marble, 3 million green marbles, and it's like you close your eyes and you better pull out that red one, otherwise you won't become the Oscar-winning actor that you dream of being. And the problem with looking at life that way is that it overshadows the most important element of success: understanding just how much control you have. The one in however many hundreds or thousands or millions wasn't born that red marble in a jar full of 3 million green ones. No, he or she just did things differently, lived differently. They didn't relinquish control, they took control, and that's the difference. That's what matters. The lottery is sitting back and hoping your numbers pull. In real life, you create your own probability every day, every minute that goes towards working towards a goal. That means you get closer. Why would you take a snapshot of the present moment in time and use that to define the likelihood that you'll live out your dreams someday down the road? It doesn't tell you anything. It's the steps along the way that make your vision a reality. Using the same metaphor, every step, every decision to push forward, every time you dig deep and find a little advantage, you're replacing one of those green marbles with a red one. Maybe you can't quantify that numerically, maybe you can't see the progress, but it's there. In fact, numbers should never scare you because they're an indicator that the vast majority of people aren't prepared to go all the way, aren't willing to do what it takes, and that you, by simply not stopping, by thinking that you can, by giving more than the person next to you, have a tremendous advantage over the rest of the world. When you hear only a small number of people make it or graduate or get accepted or win, your thought process shouldn't be, oh no, it should be perfect. This is my opportunity. Of course the number of elite people in any arena is going to be small. Think of what it takes to get there. Think of the sacrifice needed to make it happen, the cost that must be paid. The only odds that warrant attention are the odds that you will continue forward, and you should know that they are 100%. Because when you trust yourself to find a way, when you focus on how to make it happen, you have an advantage. The world around you, they focus on why things can't happen. They see what can go wrong. They harp on the fact that it's not easy. Remaining fixated on why you can, on finding a way, means you most likely will. The terms difficult or demanding or even unlikely, they have nothing to do with you crossing that finish line if you are 100% convinced you are going to do just that. Words like difficult, they just imply that there's going to be plenty of opportunities to quit and turn around along the way, a temptation that must and will be ignored. They mean that you will be tested, that you will have to ask yourself potentially numerous times if this means something to you, if it's truly worth it. And if the answer is yes, then the numbers, the probability, the odds, they are not an adversary, they are an ally. Your eyes do not create, they obey. They are projectors that play the stories your mind has written, messengers, delivering pictures you've already painted. See, you win or lose long before they open, your outcome's decided long before they see a thing. Your outlook is not a reflection of the world around you, it's a reflection of the world within you. And I wonder how we can be so lucky as to have the opportunity to literally create our own reality, yet we position ourselves so that we're disadvantaged. We act as though the wake of the boat is more powerful than the wheel that steers it. We remind ourselves of the obstacles, instead of reassuring ourselves that we possess the ability to get around anything and everything that stops us. If we can create our own landscapes, why insert storms? If we can define our own rules, why penalize our progress? If we're capable of feats beyond our wildest dreams, why do we instruct our eyes to see stop signs? Your eyes long to see the world as it was meant to be seen, with its color, its fullness, its beauty, its perfection. why not give them permission?
See, there is no use for the negative. The downside brings you nothing. There is no value to be obtained or acquired from what doesn't push you. The solution is simple. If it doesn't make you stronger, let your eyes see beyond it. Refocus, re-examine, because I promise you the answers you need are in the same frame as the things that hold you back. The problems, they are the solutions. The opportunities, they are the risk. Life is that portrait, but it is entirely open to interpretation. See, the same people that see beauty, that find magnificence, they will always see it. They will always find it. In the downtimes, the winter periods of life, they'll feel it during the days when we look up and we wonder how in the hell these dots connect. They will run towards the chaos, find answers while others see what's not there. Eyes are the tunnel in which all that data is transferred, but understand this, it doesn't begin externally and flow into your brain. No, reality, as you know it, it starts within and is projected out, pouring into every step you take, every handshake, every time you look up and smile. You are painting the world colors that correspond to your story, your paint by number. And when you can only see the things you don't want to see, when negativity bias latches on and attempts to hold you in place, realize that you are letting the wrong info in, subscribing to what doesn't serve you, so simply change the channel, step back, and look again one more time, because you are the author of your own story, so see it as you want to. Live it on your own terms. Can life change in a day? Well, what if we made today a day of action, of being decisive, of promising ourselves that our goal or objective is to make a single move, however small? What if today action is king? And we live by the notion that whether the result of our courage is good or bad, whether it's the result we hoped for, the one that we didn't, at least now we have something to work off of. And that means we've moved beyond where we started. What if today we live by the notion that a vision can change our lives? But a vision without that small step is powerless. And today we take that small step. It's easy to forget how good progress feels, how incredible it is to know that we're moving towards something meaningful in our lives, something that we chose, that we're building. We had the courage to break life down so that piece by piece we could build it back up. We are our happiest when we are progressing. We're designed to map out the unknown, unexplored territory to make it our own. We're not just flesh and bone, but travelers with godlike capability of seeing that which is not yet there. And with an idea and courage, there's nothing we can't do. And that's why when we stop seeing infinite opportunity, when we pretend that settling is okay, that the status quo is enough, we know deep down in our souls that something's missing. We need the next door to unlock. So today, let's find just one door that we can open. And remind yourself of the shockwave that goes through your system when inspiration
guides an idea, and progress turns that idea into reality, because momentum connects every aspect of life. Not hitting the snooze button can mean seeing the sunrise, which can mean you read 3 pages in a book you wouldn't have read, which could mean your day improves, which could mean you make a call that you've been meaning to make, which could mean a dozen wheels start turning, not because you did everything, but because you did one thing. Today can be the day that changes your life. And you don't even need the miraculous to make that happen. You just need to push back against the normalcy of your everyday. Create little microcosms of chaos that you can tame, you can understand, make your own, and then stack on top of each other. Today, treat that little voice of uneasiness or nervousness in your stomach as assurance that the path before you is the right one. Remember that almost all decisions are reversible, but that a decision at least puts you somewhere, right or wrong. It moves you along and shows you more of life, the things, the people, the places you've never seen before. And the only bad decision is no decision. Some folks never move towards meaning, towards the things that they want in, well, their entire lifetime, because they didn't realize it wasn't an earthquake they needed to shake the old world at its foundation. They needed to make one decision. One decision that might be wrong, but at the very least would reassure them that wrong decisions aren't fatal. A decision allows you to remap a new reality and take another step and another and another. You can change your life today by picking your arena and simply stepping into it. You don't need to be the best or the greatest or the most innovative. No, that's for another day. Today, if you want to change your life, open the door and step in. You'll be amazed at what transpires.